Well, this will be a little different than having you in front of me, so...
今天的课跟以前会不太一样，就像你们都坐在我面前。
So you will have to be patient while I learn to do this.
呀，大家耐心一点，我在学的如何，就是说通过 FaceTime 来那个录来上课。
It will be helpful for you if you have your Bible.
如果我们大家有圣经可以打开。
And also, if you are able to download the PowerPoint slides, I will try to give you the number.
如果你要是可以把我们要放上去的这个幻灯片给下载的话，我可以就给你这个幻灯片的这个数字，第哪一章是
？Deuteronomy is a very special book.
申命记是一本很特别的书。
It is the last book of the Pentateuch, the first five books.
它是就是摩西五经的最后一本书，这个摩西五经是圣经的头五本书。
When Jesus refers to the law and the prophets, he is talking the law is Genesis through Deuteronomy.
当耶稣讲到律法和这个先知的时候，律法它是指就是摩西五经。
So this is the last of those five.
所以呢，申命记是这摩西五经的最后一本书。
We saw in Genesis it shows God's sovereignty. He's in charge.
在创世纪我们看到神的这个全能，他是在掌控一切。
In Exodus, we saw him begin to build a covenant, to build a relationship with his people.
在出埃及记我们看到他开始跟他的子民开始建立这种盟约的关系，约。
We saw the theme of how to be a holy people, how God wants his people to live in Leviticus.
我们看到神如何让他的子民成为一群圣洁的百姓，如何来过这种圣洁的生活。
In Numbers, we saw what happens when God's people disobeyed him.
在民数记我们看到这个不顺服神的后果是什么。
When we come to Deuteronomy,
但是当我们来到申命记的时候
，Deuteronomy chapter 1 tells us where this is taking place.
申命记第一章告诉我们这个申命记是在哪里发生的。
They are at Kadesh Barnea.
他们在加底斯巴尼亚。
They are ready to cross the Jordan River into Canaan.
他们准备越过约旦河进到迦南地。
And this book is a set of speeches that Moses gives to Israel before they cross the Jordan.
这是在他们这个过约旦河之前，摩西给他们的一系列的讲述。
Deuteronomy 1 verse 2 emphasizes how important obedience is.
就在申命记的第二节，一章第二节，就是在强调这个顺服有多重要。Which one? The chapter 1 through 12, right? Oh, just
chapter 1 verse 2.
就是第一章第二节。
Because it says where they are is only 11 days journey from Mount Sinai.
因为第二节告诉他们很清楚说从加底斯巴尼亚到他们要进去的迦南地只有11天的路程。
It should have taken them 11 days to make this travel. Instead, it took 40 years.
本来是只要11天就能进去，但是却花了他们40年的时间。
And so this book is as they are getting ready to go into Canaan.
所以呢，这是在他们准备进迦南地之前的一本书。
Let me here give you homework for the next lesson.
在这里我给你们下星期的，就是本周的家庭作业。
We will start next week in Joshua.
下个星期我们会来看约书亚。
And I would like for you to read chapters 1 through 10.
我想让大家在这个星期把约书亚记的1到10章读了。
Chapter 13.
13章。
And chapter 22 through 24.
22到24章。
And each place I would like for you to highlight the Lord.
每个你看到这个耶和华这个字的时候，神的时候，你就把它用高光笔画出来。
Because when we read Joshua, we'll be looking at how God is the one in charge in Joshua.
所以我们在约书亚记，我们会看到神是怎那位就是在掌管一切的神。
Now in Deuteronomy, I ask you to look for the question: How does God's law show God's love?
就是在 我们对生命记我们要来看的是神的律法如何彰显了神的爱。
You see, many people are reluctant to obey God's law.
很多人呢，他们好像顺服神的律法是很勉强的。
Even Christians sometimes are afraid of his law.
就算是基督徒，有的时候他们也害怕神的律法。
And so they say, we are people of grace, not law.
他们就会说，我们是在恩典之下的这个百姓，而不是在律法之下的。
And so in your reading of Deuteronomy, I wanted you to see this week how the law is part of grace.
所以我想这个星期我们看到这个生命记，想看到说这个律法其实就是恩典的一部分。
If we use law the right way.
如果我们是正确的来应用这个律法。
Now, I am here, you are there, so I cannot get your responses.
因为我们现在不能面对面，所以我也不能看到大家的这个反应。
So instead of taking time to say, what did you find? Let me just tell you some things.
所以我就没法问大家问题，然后听你的回答，所以我现在就是直接把这个回应告诉你。
PowerPoint slides 4 and 5 are a repeat of something that I introduced briefly in the lectures on
Exodus. Yeah. 就是我们现在的这个就是我们的这个幻灯片的第四章跟第五章其实是在出埃及记里出现过，我在那里很快的简短的讲过。
And I want to emphasize that both of these slides are part of law. It's not one is right and the other is wrong.
就是说我就想看到这个 slide 的两边其实都是神的律法，不是说左边的是一部分，右边的是属于另外一个。
But it is two aspects of the law that we must always balance.
所以呢，它是这个律法的两面，我们必须要来均衡它。
And so, we must remember that part of the law is duty and rules and responsibility.
所以我们要记住，就是说这个律法的一部分确实是有这个规条，还有我们的责任。
And so the law says, thou shalt not, that's a rule.
所以律法就有说，规定说你不可，那个是规则，那个是规定。
I don't get to say,Yes, the rule says this, but I don't want to follow it. It's a rule.
你不能说哦，这个规则是说我不能这样做，但是我不想跟随，我不想听。
There is judgment. Thus says the Lord.
所以他就有说有审判，就是说耶和华说。
If you don't do this, this is what will happen.
如果你不这样做，那后果结果就是什么？
Sometimes there is punishment.
有的时候呢是有这个处罚。
Because you did this, this is what will happen.
如果你因为你这样做了，所以呢这个后果就是这样的。
And there is duty.
然后还有我们的责任。
God will say to them, you forgot to do this, you forgot my law.
神说你忘了做这样的，你忘了我的律法。
All of that is important.
所有这一切都很重要。
But what many people forget is the other side of the law on slide 5.
但是很多人忘记的是律法的另外一面，就是这个第五章。
The law is not just rules.
这个律法不单单是一系列的规则。
It is relationship.
它是在乎这个关系。
Because you are my people, this is what you must do.
因为你们是我的百姓，所以这是你们要行的。
The law is not just judgment, it is mercy.
所以呢，这个律法呢，不单单说是一个惩罚或者一个后果，而且它是神的恩典，怜悯。
If you fall, this is how I will restore you.
如果你们这样跌倒了，这是我是如何让你们重新恢复你们。
The law is not just duty, it is delight.
所以呢，这个律法呢，不单单就是说是一个责任义务，而且也是令人喜悦的事。
The law is a lamp. The law is milk to make us healthy. The law is honey that is sweet.
所以律法像灯，像奶，让我们很健壮，很健壮，然后也像蜂蜜，是很甜美甜蜜的。
God wants us to see His law as a gift to the people He loves.
神想要我们意识到，这个律法是神给一个他所爱的百姓的礼物。
The law is not just punishment, it is protection.
所以呢，这个律法呢，不单单说，不是说是一个惩罚，而是一种保护。
If you walk in my path, I will care for you.
如果你们遵行我的道，我就会保护你们。
This week we have read about many different new rules for the coronavirus.
这个星期我们看到为这个新冠病毒呢，这个政府有很多不同出了很多不同的新的规定。
And so in many countries they have said only small groups.
所以在很多国家就规定说，这个人群聚集只能是小部分的人。
Don't go to these events.
说不要去参加这些活动。
Now, if you think of that only as rules and punishment,
如果你只是说把这个当成是说，这是一些规则，这是一些惩罚的话，
you misunderstand the purpose for those laws.
你就真的是误解了这些规定这些法律的这个意义。
The purpose for those laws is protection.
这个他们设置这个律法的这个法律这个规定的这个后边的意思呢是要保护。
Follow these laws and you will be protected from this sickness.
如果你就是遵行这些规定的话，你就不会得病，就是会得病的机会就会减少。
God says to Israel,
神对以色列人说，
I am giving you this law to protect you.
我给你这些律法是为了保护你。
All around Israel, there will be people who serve false gods.
在以色列的他们的四周围别的这个国家的这个民族的这些百姓都是在服侍假神。
You could say they are people with a virus of idolatry and sin and wickedness.
你可以说他们这些旁边的次邻国家的百姓是有这个各种罪的这种病毒，比如像这个淫乱啊，像这个拜偶像。
And God says, I want to protect my people because I love you.
神耶和华神说，我想要，因为我爱我的百姓，所以我想保护他们。
I want to take care of you.
我想照顾你们。
These laws are to protect you.
所以这些律法是用来保护你的。
God says the same thing to us today.
神也对我们今天的人说同样的话。
His commands are commands that come from love.
所以他的这个所有的这个诫命律法都来自于他对我们的爱。
They are not to make us miserable.
这并不是让我 Why they stopped? 就是在最好的看到这个部分，就是在第出埃及记 ，which one? Verse ten.
Chapter ten, verse 12.
第十章第十二节。
God says, "Let me summarize the law in just a few commands."
Which Exodus 10, 12, right?
Deuteronomy
10. Oh, okay. 第生命记第十章第十二节，这个神的这个总，神说，我说这个律法的这个总纲就在于。
Deuteronomy 10, verse 12.
第十章第十二节。
Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you?
以色列呀，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？
And then he gives them a list of what they must do.
然后神就给了他们就是这个要做的东西。
You must fear the Lord your God.
你要敬畏耶和华你的神。
We saw back in Exodus that fear is a term of relationship.
所以我们在这个出埃及记，我们看到其实这个敬畏是一种表示关系的一个词。
It means we love him and we honor him, we obey him.
就是我们爱他，我们尊荣他。
He says you must walk in his ways.
因为我们敬畏耶和华，所以我们也是顺服他。然后他说遵行他的道。
We saw in Genesis that to walk is a term of relationship.
我们在出埃及不是创世纪也看到，就是说遵行同行也表示说你跟他是有关系的。
God walked in the garden with Adam and Eve. He talked with them. He had a relationship.
在伊甸园里，神和亚当夏娃同行，神也跟他们一起说讲话，这表示他们是有关系的。
Enoch walked with God. He had a relationship with him.
以诺和神同行，因为他和神是有关系的。
The third thing that it says in Deuteronomy 10, fear God, walk in his ways, and then love him.
所以在这个生命记第十章这里也还讲到三件事，敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，第三个就是爱他。
God does not want them to simply obey out of obligation.
神不是仅仅就想让他们说出于责任，出于义务来爱他。
He wants them to have a love for him.
他们想要他们说对神是有一种爱的。
And then he says the fourth requirement, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以第四个要求就是你们要尽心尽性地侍奉他。
To serve, we think of a servant.
我们一想到侍奉就想到仆人。
The job of a servant is to do whatever the master calls him to do.
所以那个仆人就是去做主人所吩咐他的一切事情。
And so Israel, God says to Israel, I want your heart to be a heart that says yes to whatever I command you.
所以神说，我希望以色列人他们的心态就是说，里边是说，不管说神你吩咐命令什么，我都会去行。
To do this with all your heart, all your soul.
所以就是要尽心尽性地侍奉他。
We will see when we come to the historical books.
当我们来到历史书卷的时候。
That one of the big problems of Israel is that they often wanted to serve God with part of their heart and part of their soul.
所以他们以色列人很多时候他们的问题就在于他们想要侍奉神，但是是半心半意。
And so they would have a temple to God, but they would also have a temple to a false idol.
所以呢，他们是有跟神的圣殿，但是他们同时也有一个拜假神的庙。
Every time Israel did that, they ended up in trouble.
每次以色列人这样行的时候，他们最后就有麻烦。
God wants us to serve Him with an undivided heart.
神想让我们能够专心的这样的来侍奉他。
The last thing He says,Fear God, walk in His ways, love Him, serve Him, keep His commandments.
最后就是十三节讲到遵守他的诫命律例。
The word commandment there is a word that has the idea of a prescription.
就是我今日所吩咐你的，他这个吩咐这个词呢，其实是有代表那个医生处方的这个意思。
A prescription is something a doctor gives you when you are sick.
这个处方是你生病的时候医生给你的。
And he says, take this prescription and it will make you well.
然后医生告诉你就是去吃这个处方上的药，这个会让你好起来。
That brings us back to what I said earlier about the purpose of the law.
所以这就让我们就是其实重述我刚开始所讲的这个律法的目的。
The law is for our good, for our health.
所以律法是为了我们的好处，是为了我们的健康。
It is a very foolish patient who goes to the doctor.
一个很笨的病人就是去看医生。
The doctor says, here is the prescription. This is what you need.
然后医生就给他一个处方说这是给你的药，这是你需要的。
A patient is very foolish if they go home and ignore the prescription.
如果这个病人回到家根本就不去拿，就是根本不去管这个处方的话，那他是很笨的。
And Moses said to Israel,
所以摩西对以色列人说
You are very foolish if you ignore the commands that God has given you.
你如果真的就是如果说是就是忽略不在意神给你的这个律法，那你是很愚蠢的。
He gave these for your good.
神给你这些律法是为了你的益处。
He gave them because you are his people.
他把这些给你们这些律法给你们是因为他爱你们，他是你们的，你们是他的百姓。
Those two verses in Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 and 3, sum up the purpose for the law.
所以呢，在生命记的十章十二到十三节，就这两句话就是总结了这个律法的这个精义，就是它的目的是什么。
Now, let me give a little bit of introduction to Deuteronomy itself.
让我现在给讲一下这个生命记的这个整个的一个简介，一个主。
I was reading a book about the Old Testament.
我在读一本关于旧约的一本书。
And the writer said Deuteronomy is the most important book of the Old Testament.
这个作者说《生命记》是旧约里最重要的一本书。
I read that and I was very surprised.
我读到这个论述呢，他的这个观点我非常吃惊。
You see, the name Deuteronomy means second law, repeat of the law.
因为那个《生命记》它的意思就是说是第二本律法书，在重复律法。重述律法。
Most of what's in Deuteronomy we already had before.
律法书上所讲过的这些题材其实以前已经讲过了。
And so I wondered, why would you say this is the most important book?
所以我就在想为什么这个作者会说生命记是旧约中最重要的一本书呢？
But he is right, it is a very important book.
但是这个作者是正确的，这个是一本非常重要的书。
It is what we call the capstone, the peak of the Pentateuch.
所以我就是我们所说的，它应该是整个这个摩西五经的这个顶峰。
It's the climax of Israel's exodus out of Egypt.
这是以色列人出埃及记之后的一个他们的一个高峰，一个顶峰。
It says, "Here we have led everything up to this." Point, and now we are ready to go into Canaan.
就是我们现在走经历这么多，现在我们到了这个，就是这个巅峰，我们现在要准备要进迦南了。
So we could say it is the peak, the top stone of the Pentateuch.
所以我们可以说它是摩西五经的巅峰。
We could say it is the foundation stone of the historical books.
我们也可以说是后边所要来的这个历史书卷的基础。
Because when we go through the historical books, all of them will point back to Deuteronomy as the law for Israel to follow.
所以当我们来到这个历史书卷的时候，我们可以看到它里边一直在不断的就是重新指向这个生命记里的律法，这个律法就是以色列人所应当遵行的。
Let me give you one example.
再给大家一个例子。
In Deuteronomy 27 and 28,
在生命记的第二十七、二十八章。
Deuteronomy will say, if you break this law, here are the curses, the judgments that will come on you.
所以呢，他是生命记上说，如果你真的是违背了这个律法，那这个诅咒就是。
When we come to the book of Kings,
然后之后我们后边我们会看这个列王记书上下。
Shows us the judgment that comes on Israel.
这个列王记上下就显示了这个以色列所经历的这个惩罚，这个后果。
The judgments that come will come exactly out of Deuteronomy 27 and 28.
他的这个所受到的这个列王记书里边所记述的这些所有的这个惩罚，就是从27、28章来生命记的。
You can take 1st and 2nd Kings and you can make a list.In Kings of what God is doing from Deuteronomy.
所以你就可以把一个列一个清单，这个对比表，那你就可以看到在列王记上下里边所发生的这一切，就是在神说在生命记里边所提到的那些惩罚。
Deuteronomy is important in the New Testament.
生命记在新约里也很重要。
Except for the book of Psalms.Deuteronomy is the book that Jesus quoted the most.
除了诗篇，生命记是耶稣引用最多的书。
When someone asks him, what's the great commandment? He quotes from Deuteronomy 6.
所以当有人问耶稣最大的诫命是什么，耶稣是引用的是来自于生命记第六章。
When Jesus preaches the Sermon on the Mount, he uses many, of the commands from Deuteronomy.
当耶稣有这个登山宝训的时候，他其实引用了很多这个生命记里边的律法。
When he is tempted, he quotes from Deuteronomy.
当他被试探的时候，他所引用的经文也来自于生命记。
Deuteronomy is important all the way through the rest of the Bible.
所以呢，生命记就是对整个后边的这个圣经都很重要。
On slide 8, I have tried to give you a picture of this.
所以在第八章呢，我想给你们一个就是一个图片。
In Roman mythology, there was a character called Janus.
所以在罗马的这个神话里边，他有一位神叫做Janus。
Janus had two faces, one looking forward and one looking backward.
他这个罗马神这位他里边的这个神话里的这个神呢，他有两面两个脸。
On our calendar, the month of January is named for this character.
其实我们的日历里边一月，英文的一月就是来自于这个神的名字。这个
January looks backwards to the year that ended and forward to the new year.
所以呢，一月份呢是你回顾过去曾经过去的一年，然后再就是展望要开始的新的一年。
That is what Deuteronomy does.
所以这个就是申命记所要做的。
It looks backwards to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers.
所以他回顾呢，所看的就是这个创世纪、出埃及记、利未记，还有这个民数记。
It summarizes the law from those books.
所以他就把这些书前面四本书里的律法做了一个总结。
And then it looks forward to Joshua, Judges, Samuel, and Kings.
然后他也展望就是将来要来的这个约书亚记、士师记、撒母耳上下和这个列王上下。
And it lays the foundation for those historical books.
所以呢，它就是这些历史书卷的这个一个基础。
Now, you might ask, if this is a second law, a repeat of the law, why do we need it?
如果你可能你要问的问题可能就是说，如果这是第二本律法书，它不过是在重复以前的题材，我们为什么还需要它呢？
And so I want you to see why God gave this repeat of the law.
所以我想要给大家就是说讲一下为什么神要给我们这本重复的书，好像是已经重新复以前的题材。要记住，他们现在是一个新的一代。
All the people 20 years and younger had, or I'm sorry, 20 years and older had died.
就是在刚开始那20岁以上的那一代人都死了。
And so this is a new generation.
所以这是一个新的一代。
And he is preparing them to, these people who did not grow up under the law.
所以呢，就是说，他在预备。就是 understand or under the law, 就是对这些律法不了解的这个新的一代在准预备他们。
He is also helping them because it's going to be in a new setting.
摩西要帮助他们，因为他们所要面对的是一个不同的一个外界环境。
Let me give you a couple examples of what I mean.
就是我给大家几个例子。
In Deuteronomy, he gives them laws about how to fight war against their enemies.
所以在生命记里边，他就告诉他们如果怎么样来打仗跟周围的敌人。
They did not need that law in Exodus.
在那个出埃及记，他们并不需要这样的律法。
But now they're going into a new land and they're going to conquer the people.
现在他们要进到这个新的一片土地，他们要征服那边的人民。
And so God gives them the commands. This is how you are to fight these wars.
所以神给他们这个律例，就是说你该如何去打仗。
One of my favorite examples of this is in Deuteronomy when he tells them when they build a house.
所以我最喜欢的一个例子就是在申命记，就是说当他们建造房屋的时候。
You are to put a wall around the top.
所以你要在这个房上顶部，你要放一组墙。
It's to protect people who are up on the flat roof working and playing.
所以呢，就是你在建房子的时候，你要在旁边放一个墙，这样可以保护在周围的在那边经过呀或者玩耍的人们。
They didn't need that in Exodus.
在出埃及记，他们是不需要这条律例的。
In Exodus, they were living in tents.
因为在出埃及记里边，他们住在帐篷里。
So Deuteronomy takes the law and says, "This is how you must apply it in your new living condition."
所以呢，申命记等于说是把这个律法应用在一个新的将来要面对的环境里边。
That gives us a model for us today.
所以这就给了我们今天一个范例，一个模式。
Because many times I hear Christians who say, Oh, the Bible, those commands were given for a different time, and we don't have the same time today.
所以有很多人就会说，哦，这个圣经是给不同的时代的人写的，我们今天是生活在一个不同的一个时代里。
But Deuteronomy gives us a very important principle.
但是呢，生命记给了我们一个很重要的原则。
I don't just say, oh, that law no longer fits our world.
我们不会再说，哦，这个律法不适用于我们今天的世界。
Instead, I must ask, how does the principle of the law apply to my world?
我今天要讲的是，就是说，当时的那个原则如何应用在我们今天的世界。
Deuteronomy shows us an example of how to do that.
所以生命记就给了我们如何应用的这个一个榜样，一个范例。
That is why we call it the second law, the repeat of the law. It is giving the law in a new setting.
所以我们为什么会说它是第二个律法，因为它就是虽然在重复这个律法，但是给了我们一个如何在新的环境中来应用的一个范例。
Now, I want to go to slide 13.
我现在想要跳到第13章。
And I want to look at Deuteronomy as a series of three sermons.
我就是从这个把生命记作为三个不同的这个讲章来看。
Understand Israel is, at Kadesh Barnea.
要让我们回想一下，以色列这时候是站在这个加底斯巴尼亚。
Thousands of people.
很成千上万的人。
Moses stands up to talk to them.
然后摩西站在高处跟他们讲话。
He has no loudspeaker.
他那时候可是没有麦克风。
I think he spoke and then people spread out, repeated it to every group.
我想就是他就是大声的讲，然后听到的人呢，这可能几千人呢，他们再把这个话语传出去。
And he gave them really three sermons.
他其实在那上面讲了三个讲章。
The first sermon is chapters 1-4.
第一个讲道呢，可能是就是这个生命记一到四章。
It is a historical sermon.
它是关于这个历史的一个讲章。
It says, this is what God has done.
他就是告诉他们，这是神在过去，神为你们所做的。
And for four chapters, he reviews their history.
所以这头四章呢，他在回顾他们的历史。
He tells them how God brought them from, Mount Sinai.
就是神如何把他们从这个，让他们从这个，带，把他们带到西乃山。
How God told them to enter into Canaan.
然后神也告诉他们怎么如何进到迦南地。
When they disobeyed, how God judged them.
当他们就是不顺服的时候，神的惩罚是什么？
He tells them about the years of wandering in the desert.
他也在回顾他们在这个四十年在旷野之地的漂流。
And how God protected them.
神是如何来保护他们的？
He says to them now.You must obey God and be faithful to Him.
他现在说你们要真的要顺服神，要就是要对神忠心。
On slide 14, I have given you a term that is very important.
在第十四章的这个幻灯片上，我给你们一个很重要的一个词。
In English, we call it Deuteronomic theology.
它就是生命记式的神学。
The theology from Deuteronomy.
就是说这个生命记式的神学，就是这个神学是来自于生命记。
And that is the principle of sowing and reaping.
它就是这个原则，就是种和收的原则。
It is what is taught in Galatians 6. Whatever you sow, that you will reap.
这就是那个加拉太书第六章所讲的，你们种的是什么，你们收的就是什么。
Now, that is not an absolute.
这个不是一个绝对的。
The book of Job shows us an exception to this.
比如在这个约伯记就是一个例外。
But Deuteronomy and Galatians say this is how life works.
就是在生命记和这个加拉太书就是告诉我们就是生活就是一般是这样子运行的。
What we sow is what we reap. What we plant is what we reap.
我们种的是什么？一般来讲，我们种的是什么？我们收的就是什么。
We cannot plant an apple tree and be surprised that we don't get any oranges.
就是如果我们种的是一棵苹果树，我们不应该说最后就很吃惊说，哎，我怎么没有橘子呢？
We will get what we plant.
我们种的是什么？我们种植的是什么？我们就会得到什么。
And in life,
但是在我们的生活中
we must not plant rebellion and disobedience and then expect to reap blessing.
我们不能说指望的说我们种的是这种悖逆和这个不顺服，但是我们却期待能收到祝福。
Deuteronomy 1 through 4 says, this is what Israel planted, this is what she reaped.
然后这个一到四章就讲到以色列种的是什么，这就是他现在收到的结果。
Many times people want to plant one thing in their life, but they want to reap something else.
很多时候呢，人想在说自己的生活中呢，他种一样的是这样的东西，但是他却期待收到不同的这样一个结果。
In a marriage,
比如在婚姻中
，they plant selfishness.
他们所种的是自私。
Unkindness
就是不良善，就是不友好。
And then they hope to reap a happy marriage. It's impossible.
然后，但他们却期待有一个就是很幸福的婚姻，那是不可能的。
We must plant what we want to reap.
我们要必须种植我们所希望我们所要收获的。
Deuteronomy 1 through 4 shows that.
所以呢，生命记第一到四章就显示了这个。
Then, chapters 5 through 26 are a sermon about covenant.
所以呢，第五到二十六章呢，就是关于 ,which slide, sorry.
It's still slide 13.
有 slides. Okay, 第五到二十六章就显示了说神需要的是什么。
A sermon about what God requires.
就是关于这个约，就是说神所要求的是什么。
On slide 15, I summarize this a little bit.
所以呢，在15章，我就对这个做了一些总结，就是这个盟约。
The most famous scripture that every Jewish person memorized from Deuteronomy was chapter 6, starting at verse 4.
所以呢，最出名的、最著名的这个经句，就是每个犹太人都会记住、背诵的、记住的，就是。生命记第六章第四节
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
就以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。
And then he tells them what they must do.
然后摩西告诉他们，他们必须要做什么。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
This is God's command to his people.
这是神对他子民的这个要求。
This is what God requires.
这是神神所要的。
All of the law starts with the fear of God and a love for God.
所以所有的律法始于就是对神的敬畏和对神的爱。
If you keep all the laws but you don't love God, you have no relationship.
如果你遵行了所有的律法，但是你却不爱神，那你跟神是没有关系的。
This was the problem with the Pharisees in the New Testament.
所以这个就是新约里边法利赛人的问题。
They were very careful to keep the rules.
他们非常小心谨慎的去遵守这个律法。
But Jesus says your obedience is empty because you don't love God.
耶稣说你们的这些遵行你们这个就是遵行律法是空洞的因为你们不爱神。
Deuteronomy starts with
你跟神没有关系。所以呢生命记刚开始的就死于这个爱。
God gave the law because he loved us.
因为神爱我们所以他把这个律法给了我们。
We obey the law.Because we love him.
因为我们爱他，所以我们遵行律法。
Maybe you have seen a child who is, does not really love his parents.
也许你看到一个孩子，他可能不爱，不是真爱他的父母。
He keeps the rules.
他虽然是听他们的话， 遵行一切的规则。
But not out of love.
但是却不是出自于爱。
I visited someone in prison.
我曾经去监狱里探访。
There are rules about everything.
所以这个监狱里边的这个规定各种各样的规条。
Where they can walk.
他们只能从哪儿走。
How many minutes they can take to eat lunch.
他们吃午饭只能吃多久。
Everything is a rule.
所以每样事情都有规定。
But there is no love.
但是在那个里面可是没有任何的爱。
The prisoners keep the law because they are afraid.
这个囚犯之所以遵行这些规则因为他们害怕。
Not because they love their guard.
并不是因为他们爱他们的看守。
God said to Israel, I want you to obey me because you love me.
神对以色列说，我想你，我希望，我想看到的是，因为你是爱我，所以你遵行这些律法。
And the law speaks to us today.
所以这个律法对我们今天的来讲。
Because if you are obeying God's law, but you don't love him, you will be miserable.
如果你只是遵行神的律法，但是你不爱神，你会过得很难受。
There are two mistakes that people make about the law.
所以呢，有一般的人，就是人们对这个律法呢，一般是有两种错误。
I already mentioned the first mistake.
我已经讲到了第一种错误。
People say, "Oh, I am a Christian from grace, and so the law doesn't matter."
所以有些人就会说，哦，我是这个我在恩典之下，所以这个律法没关系。
I will do whatever I want.And it doesn't matter because God loves me.
我想干什么就干什么都没关系，因为神爱我。
Deuteronomy says.
但是申命记说。
If I love him, I will obey his law.
如果我要爱他的话，我就会遵行他的律法。
First John says, if I say I love him and I disobey him, I'm a liar.
所以约翰一书说，如果你说你爱神却不遵行神的道，那你就是说谎的。
That's the first mistake.
那是第一种错误。
To think that I can love God and disobey His law.
你就说我可以爱神，但是却完全不遵行神的律例，不遵行神的律例。
But the second mistake.
但第二种错误就是
is to obey Him but not to love Him.
就是去听神，遵行神的道，但是却不爱他。
Here is why that mistake is very dangerous.
为什么这种错误，第二种错误也非常危险呢？
If I obey him, but I don't love him.
我只是遵守这些规条，但是我却不爱他。
On the outside, everyone will think, oh, what a wonderful Christian he is.
所以从外表上看都是大家说，哎呀，你是一个多好的基督徒啊。
He goes to church every time.
每个星期天都准时去教会。
He is in every small group.
他都参加所有的小组。
He reads his Bible and prays every day.
他读他的圣经，每天都祷告。
He keeps every command.
他真的遵行一切的诫命。
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful Christian.
他是一个多棒的基督徒啊。
But inside.
但是在你里边。
I will be miserable.
你里边你其实是很，里边过得很难受。
Because I'm doing it out of obligation, not out of love.
因为你做这一切都是出于义务，而不是出于爱。
So I will read my Bible, but it will not speak to me.
所以我就会读我的圣经，但这个圣经却不会对我讲话。
I will pray, but it's not really a relationship of conversation. It's just saying a prayer.
所以呢，我会祷告，但是却不是一种关系，不是说一个对话，我只是在。就是念这个祷告，就在说这个祷告。
Deuteronomy 5-26 says, all of these laws are built on a relationship.
这个申命记第五章二十六五到二十六章就讲，所有的这些律法，它的基础就在于关系。
He starts in chapters 5-11 by giving them the big principle. Slide 16.
所以看我们第十六章幻灯片，就是。第五到十一章，他给我们一个普遍的一个讲述，一个原则。
And then in chapters 12-26, he gives them very precise and exact rules to apply those principles.
所以呢，在第十二章、二十六章，他就是给我们一些很确定的、很准确的这些规则，让我们如 to follow。
Yes.
去应用在日常就是生活中。
And that's a guide for us today.
那就是我们今天的一个指南，一个指导。
When you read the laws and you say, well, we don't live in that same time, Deuteronomy says, ask yourself, how should I apply that principle to my life in the modern world?
所以你会说，哦，这个，也许你会说，这个生命记是给那个时代的人来写的，对我今天不使用，但是生命记是告诉我们你如何运用当时的原则用在我们现在的世界和生活中。
Now, when we go back to slide 13, the third part of Deuteronomy.
所以当我们再回到第十三章的这个幻灯片，它这个第三个讲章，摩西所讲的就是
is prophetic.
就是一个预言性的。
What God will do in the future.
就是神在未来会做什么。
So he looked back, here's what God has done.
所以他回顾就是说，哦，这是神为我们所做的。
He looked,This is what God requires.
然后他就看说神所要求的，神所要的。
And then he says, this is what God will do in the future.
然后这就是27到31章就说这是神在未来所要做的。
Now, again, when we read this, I think we can misunderstand it.
当我们这样读的时候也许会误解。
Chapter 27.
第27章。
God commanded them to have a ceremony when they got into Israel.
所以神已经吩咐他们进到了这个迦南地之后呢，他们有一个仪式。
If you have on your computer at home as you're listening to this lesson, if you have slide 18,
如果你能够打开看的话，其实就是这个第十八个幻灯片。
Look at that picture.
请你看这个图片。
God said, when you get into Canaan,
神说当你到了这个迦南的时候
I want you to divide the people into two parts.
我想要说你们把百姓分成两组，两组。
Last summer, I went and visited this place and took this picture.
所以去年的夏天我去了以色列，那我就到了这个地方，我就拍了这张照片。
Looking at the slide on the right side is Mount Ebal.
所以在你看这个幻灯片的右边呢，这个是以巴路山。
Six of the tribes were to stand on that mountain.
所以呢，六个支派呢会站在这个以巴路山上。
Then there is a small valley.
然后中间有一个小山谷。
And on the left side of the picture is Mount Gerizim.
所以这个照片的左边呢就是这个基利希山。
Tribes were to stand there.
所以有六个支派站在那边基利希山上。
And this is what would happen.
那他们会怎么做呢？
The Levites stood in the valley in the middle.
所以利未人站在这个山谷的中间，这两个山的中间。
And they read the laws in chapter 27.
所以呢，他们就会来大声的念这个在27章上所记述的律法。
Verse 15, cursed is anyone who makes a false image.
有人制造耶和华所憎恶的偶像或雕刻，那人必受咒诅。
And the people on Mount Ebal shouted out, Amen, yes, that is right.
以巴路山上的这些百姓就会大声地喊说 Amen, 说就是那样的。
Cursed is anyone who dishonors his father or mother.
轻慢父母的必受咒诅。
And the people on Mount Ebal shouted, Amen, that is right.
在以巴路山上的人就大百姓都要说 Amen, 就是那样的。
All of these were the curses that came if they disobeyed.
所以呢这些就是当他们当他们就是说不听不遵守这个律法不遵守这些的话他们就会受咒诅。
Now, from Joshua, we know that then they would say, blessed is the person who does not make a false image.
所以呢他在约书亚记我们会看到第八章呢他就会说那些受蒙福的就是说不做这些的就是说这些应该导致咒诅的事情呢他们就会蒙福。
And the people on Mount Gerizim shouted, Amen!
然后在基利希山上的百姓就会大声喊说 Amen, 就是那样的。
Here's what I want you to understand.
所以我想大家了解的是
The reason God did this,
神之所以这样做
was because he loved his people,
是因为他爱他的百姓。
And he wanted to make the law very personal to them.
所以他想希望这个律法对他们是个人的，是应用于个人化的，人性化的。
You see, if you had ever been on those mountains and stood there and were part of the thousands of people who shouted this amen.
你想想，如果你是在这种站在这两个山上或者其中的这个成员之一，当时的百姓之一，你大声的喊阿门。
You would never forget it.
你就永远不会忘记。
There were tens of thousands of people there.
当时在那个山上呢，有成千上万的人。
Imagine, I don't know, for us in South Florida, stadium in Miami.
对我们这个来住在南佛州的人，我们可以想象迈阿密的那个足球馆。
And imagine this stadium filled with people.
想一想，这个足球馆就是坐满了人。
And as the law is read, everyone shouts out, "Yes, that is right."
如果当这个律法被宣读的时候，每个人都大声喊说，是的，那是对，就是那样的。
You will always remember that.
你肯定会记得住。
God wanted them to remember His law so that He could bless them.
神想要这些百姓记住他的律法，这样他就可以祝福他们。
In chapter 31,
在第31章《申命记》。
He said, I'm going to have you read the law every 7 years to all of the nation.
神就是说想你每年在整个国在整个以色列你要诵读律法一次。
I want my people to remember my law.
我想要我的百姓记住我的律法。
And then as a person from a music background, I love chapter 32, he teaches them a song.
作为我这个是有音乐来自于音乐本来是我的专业，我特别喜欢这个《申命记》第32章教给他们一首歌。
And the song is to remind them of God's law.
这个歌呢就是要让他们帮助他们记住神的律法。
God does everything he can to remind them to be faithful.
神做了一切他能做的是要帮助他们提醒他们要对神忠心要对。
Now as we go into the historical books, we will find out that Israel abandons God's law.
但是当我们进到历史书卷的时候，我们可以看到以色列人离弃了神的律法。
And when they do, the prophet will point back to Deuteronomy.
当他们这样做的时候，先知就会来告诉他们重新就是指向这个申命记这个律法。
The prophets will not say, oh, God got mad at you and so he's selling you into bondage.
神先知不会说神对你们很生气所以让你们卖你们为奴。
No, they will say very precisely, you broke this law and now God must punish you.
他们就会在生命先知就会很说你们就违背了这条法这条律法所以呢现在你们就有这样后果这样的审判。
Deuteronomy was a reminder of God's law.
所以呢，《申命记》是一个对神律法的一个提醒，一个提醒。
If you visit Israel today,
如果你今天再去以色列参观
，every Jewish home you will see above the door or beside the door a little box.
在每个以色列这个家庭，他们那个门的旁边，就那个门边上都有一个小的盒子。
And in that box is a piece of paper.
在那个盒子里面有一张纸。
With the words from Deuteronomy 6:4-5.
就是里边那个纸上所记载的就是申命记第六章四到六节。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
说耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
尽心尽力爱耶和华你的神。
They put it on the doorpost.
他们把它放在门框上。
As a reminder.
就是来
God's law applies to our household.
就是来提醒说神的这个律法是在我们家是用在我们家的。
Sadly.
但是令人难过的是。
Tradition, it doesn't mean anything.
对他们来讲只是一个传统对他们并没有真正的意义。
But God's purpose was that it would be more than a tradition.
但是神的心意就是说目的不是说这只是一个传统。
That his people would live in daily obedience.
而是他的百姓能够活在每天对神的顺服之中。
And that's what we're called to do today.
这也是神呼召我们今天要做的。
to be people who live according to this covenant, not out of obligation, but out of love.
不是出于这种义务和责任，而是出于爱去每天的活出来这种律法。
Let's finish our study with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that you loved us enough to give us your law.
主啊，我们真的是感谢你，你如此的爱我们，这样你才给我们你的律法。
You did not leave us on our own.
你不是让我们就靠着自己，就完全不管我们。